This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's You Better You Bet with Ken Barkley and Nick Ashew on BetQL.
We're on Twitch, twitch.tv/BetQL. Of course, the Odyssey app and YouTube as well as wherever you hear us nationwide. The NFL is clearly, look, Ken, we know this, right? Like, it's dominant. But I will say this about the NBA. It has grown over the years. Look, I'm an NBA nut. Like, I've just been, as long as I've been in this business, I've always been an NBA first guy. It's just been like my passion out of it. But the NBA has done such a good job, maybe some of it unintentional, of keeping itself in the news, even if it doesn't involve games. Their NBA Twitter has made the NBA just a whole new animal now.
And it's awesome to have, like, NBA is kind of having like a little run here for a couple weeks where the superstars, yeah, a lot of them are playing really well. The games feel important because no one's in COVID protocol anymore and everyone's playing impactful games, and the Lakers are falling apart and a lot of the teams have kind of, you know, risen, and Grayson Allen apparently should be kicked out of the league and all these kind of things. But like, it's been a really good, just like following the league, it's been a really good 2 weeks for the league in terms of, like, if you compare it to Christmas, New Year's time when everyone was, yeah, like, is this even going to work? Like, what are we doing here? To be out of that and into this period makes it a lot more fun to talk about.
It does, because now it's also too, when you're actually trying to bet on a game, you don't have to sit there and wait as much. It still does exist some, but guys getting last minute drops into, you know, health and safety protocols, it makes it that much more complicated when that was going on. Joining us on the Roman guest line now is Odyssey NBA insider Brian Scalabrine. And there's a report, Brian, that James Harden doesn't like living in Brooklyn. He's not happy with the fact that Kyrie cannot play in home games. He hates the part-time thing. I remember last week when you came on the show, you said they should trade James Harden for Ben Simmons. It has been a conversation for a while. At this point, why doesn't this just happen? It feels like it should make sense for both teams right now.
Yeah, you know what? I'm in that camp, and I think the other camp is, well, let's see if we can win a championship with Kyrie, Kevin Durant, and James Harden without trying to break it up. But I mean, if this is going to happen, you might as well go make it happen right now. And I think for Philadelphia, I do think they're trying to kind of exhaust all options with Tobias Harris. Like, maybe there's a team willing to take on both those guys, Ben Simmons and Tobias Harris, and they can just get James Harden outright. So, I'm sure the reason why it's not getting pushed right now is because Brooklyn wants to see if this team will work. And then with Philadelphia, I just think they feel like this in the offseason, they can probably get a better deal this offseason.
And Scal, that kind of dovetails in with my next question, which is, I feel like there's a lot of interesting things with the Sixers right now. One of them is what you just talked about, the Harden for Simmons potential trade. And the other is obviously the play of Joel Embiid for the last 5 weeks, basically, and especially the last 3 to 4 weeks, punctuated last week by his 50-point performance on Wednesday. And we've seen a massive, massive shift in the MVP market. We've seen a little bit of a shift in the title market in terms of Philly. I want to ask you about the MVP, but just to get back to the Harden-Simmons thing, like, if they don't trade Simmons, so this is the team, there's no new pieces, there's no move at the deadline because nobody wants Simmons and Brooklyn can't work out a deal, and Embiid's playing like this, do they have any chance with Embiid playing like this to come out of the Eastern Conference? Like, how important is it to make that move?
No, they don't have, they're not good enough. Without Simmons or that salary slot being filled, they're just not good enough. So, but the MVP thing is an interesting conversation because Steph Curry's been playing bad. Kevin Durant is now out. People get voter fatigue when it comes to Giannis and Nikola Jokic and what he's doing without Simmons. You know, that obviously factors in. So I would look at that market. Another guy that's kind of a sleeper, I looked at it today. I mean, I feel like this is wrong. It was a plus 8,000 for Chris Paul. And, you know, the one thing I hate about MVP betting is there's only one winner. And as you know, like when it comes to teams coming out of the East or coming out of the West, you can hedge those bets if you bet them early enough and you get pretty good numbers. But with MVP, there's really no hedging of bets at that point. So I do think Chris Paul is a decent pick at plus 8,000. But like I said, it could have changed because right now, like with Steph Curry shooting the ball bad, Kevin Durant out, Jokic is still having an amazing season, but he's not great in the fourth quarter. It does seem like Embiid is like nudging his way to the top. And it wouldn't surprise me if there is a point this year. Now, I'm not sure he's going to win it or not, but there is a point in which Embiid could keep moving his way up into being the favorite.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned Jokic because he just had, what, four straight triple-doubles. I mean, he's putting up MVP numbers clearly. But the voter fatigue thing that you mentioned, I think, is a really important thing for people to factor in when you're looking at, you know, MVP or really any of these end-of-the-season awards with, you know, Jokic sitting at plus 500 now on Bet Rivers to win the MVP tied with Joel Embiid. I feel like Embiid would get that advantage simply because he hasn't won. He was the runner-up last year. But, you know, does Jokic maybe get any credit for the fact that he's kind of carrying that Nuggets team by himself at this point?
He should, but the one thing that, okay, Jokic is probably my favorite player in the NBA. Like, I barely miss any of his games. Like, I got to watch him play. I think he's must-see TV. He makes the difficult look easy. His decision-making is off the charts. But if you ever just watch the fourth quarter, he becomes very average in the fourth quarter for how good he is. And so, but where Embiid has leveled up completely, he goes to, like, he has no problem carrying teams in the fourth. He gets his teams open shots for whatever reason. Go look at net rating of the Denver Nuggets in the fourth quarter. They're like a minus 12. And any MVP, and this is why, like, I kind of bring in Chris Paul into this discussion, because in clutch situations, this, I'm not exaggerating here. It might be even more now. I think it's like a plus 43 net rating in games, you know, like plus five or minus five in the last five. So in the late game, and by the way, 2 years ago, Chris Paul was, when he was with Oklahoma City, he was also amazing in the fourth quarter and in clutch moments. So they were one of the top clutch teams in the league. So it's now it's becoming like a standard thing. And sometimes with the NBA media, you got to really punch them in the face for them to really understand this. But what Chris Paul is doing with the Phoenix Suns is now going to another level. So I'm curious on what happens, maybe not MVP numbers, but definitely MVP play in the fourth quarter. But going back to Jokic, if Jokic could kind of like solve that, and maybe it's if they had Jamal Murray, then it would be solved, right? But if Jokic could solve this little fourth quarter lull problem, then I would have no problem just being hands down. I'd be the biggest Nikola Jokic fan to say he should get MVP.
So let me ask you this, because you mentioned Chris Paul twice already, Scal, and obviously you're not wrong. I mean, you can look at the Suns' metrics, your eye test as a former player, like this stands out to you significantly. That means it's a real thing. And I guess my question is just with the trade deadline approaching, like let's assume nothing happens, right? So like Lakers stand pat, Nets stand pat, Sixers don't trade Simmons, like everything kind of stays the way we're expecting it. Based on kind of what you're saying, it sounds kind of like you think Phoenix is like the best team in the league and that Paul's doing something that's really significant. I'm curious, even though they have, you know, the best record in the conference, is that reflected necessarily in the futures price? So like Phoenix is 650 to win the title right now. Golden State has significantly worse odds, plus 450, as in they are lower. Nets are obviously been the favorite the entire season. Like, has the market not moved on Phoenix enough based on what you're seeing and who they might face down the road?
I'm not. I still don't think that Phoenix is good enough to win a championship. You know, like, you want to flirt with that Western Conference, that's fine. But, like, you can be in the regular season, you could be good to great at everything. But, like, in the playoffs, to win it all, you got to go, like, supernova level. You got to, like, Giannis, right? He went supernova. He went off the charts. This is how you're going to win. And that's LeBron in the past, in, you know, like for them to beat the Warriors, supernova. When the Warriors got Kevin Durant, come on, man. Like, that team was not going to get beat. Phoenix is good and one of the best regular season teams. You can go down the list of all the great regular season teams. I just don't think they have, like, this high level that is absolutely unguardable out there. So I don't have them as a championship team. I would not bet them to win a championship. But, like, if you want to say, like, you like them coming out of the West, yeah, I'm sure that, like, they could probably beat the Warriors, but I just don't see them And I don't think the Brooklyn Nets are going to stay stand pat, but I can see definitely see them like the Milwaukee Bucks beating Phoenix, the Brooklyn Nets beating Phoenix. I even think the Golden State Warriors, when healthy, are better than Phoenix in the playoffs.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Talking to Brian Scalabrine here, You Better You Bet. Yeah, you mentioned the Warriors, plus 450 to win the NBA title with Bet Rivers now. Look, they've gone through a slump. They're missing Draymond Green. They've been working Klay Thompson back into the lineup after 2 years of being out. Like, that can't be easy. We saw how good that team was, obviously, earlier in the year. When you look at where they are now, whether it's Draymond being out of the lineup, Klay Thompson, the knee has him questionable tonight, last time I checked as well against Dallas. How long, and I get there's maybe no way to truly answer this, but just kind of put in perspective how long this could take, or maybe not take, for them to kind of work it all out just chemistry-wise on the floor again.
I just think it's as soon as they get Draymond Green back, they'll be fine. Mm-hmm. I really believe that. And I know he has, like, maybe a little back issue, sciatica, where it's going down his leg and all that stuff. I get all that. But, like, and I've been the biggest fan of Draymond Green. And I know, like, I feel like I have to defend Draymond Green to people who don't understand, like, quick decision-making and what he provides. We can defend the rim, defend the perimeter, rebound, start a break, hit a guy, make a quick decision. But they just don't have that. And when the Warriors and the offense that they play is predicated on spacing, timing, and quick decisions, I'm telling you, if it's a quarter of a second, an eighth of a second too long, in the NBA, man, that's getting taken away. Like, Draymond's ability to see things before they happen is, like, the reason why the Warriors have been, like, so special at times this year. But when he comes back, like, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, all those guys are going to start flowing again. It's just how it goes. When you're an outside shooter, everything can't be hard. There has to be some moments that are easy, and those easy allow you to make the hard shots later. Right now, they don't get anything easy because Draymond's not out there. Now, if they had Iguodala, I would say, all right, they'll be fine. Now, if you put both of them out there and the ball starts popping around and they got those shooters out there, then, yeah, I think, like, that's that supernova level that I was talking about. When they have their full squad, they do things that are unguardable. And you throw Wiggins out there, Jordan Poole, like, they're unguardable. But they have to have, like, sort of that quarterback. And that quarterback is not Steph Curry, on the contrary to what people think. That quarterback is Draymond Green.
Scal, I want to make sure, and really interesting stuff about the supernova of kind of level for the title winners. And I think, you know, history kind of bears that out too. Really interesting stuff there. I want to make sure, a team that has not been supernova recently, but really want to get your thoughts on the Celtics, kind of like going through an interesting period here where Sacramento tonight, big favorite at home, win puts them, I believe, over 500 for the season. I know, as, like, just talking to other bettors, people that handicap the NBA, I feel like we're all kind of waiting to, like, step in and really start playing Boston in a lot of, like, a sequence of games, where we feel like they're going to get it back on track, and we've just been waiting and waiting and waiting and haven't seen it yet. And I think there's some people that feel like, okay, like trying to put together a win streak, home game winnable, big favorite tonight. Where are you kind of at with the Celtics here? It doesn't have to be supernova title winner playoff conversation, just like now to the All-Star break, basically. Do you think this, we're entering kind of a play on time for Boston?
Well, I think they'll be better just because their schedule is easier and they're getting healthy. And like, I feel like we're all getting through the COVID thing, right? Like, I don't think there's many guys missing time for that, but they'll be better. But you know, all I was just talking about with the Warriors, decision-making, elite decision-making, and all that quick decision-making. Like they just play slow, and they play a slow pace. They give up a transition. They don't score in transition. So everything they do is very difficult. So on nights where the Washington Wizards check out or the Chicago Bulls have six guys missing, like, yeah, they're going to string together some games. But the other night, they have Portland on the ropes, 100-89 with 4.5 to go, and they don't score a field goal for 7.5 minutes. So, like, they're just too up and down to sit for me to say, well, now I think they're going to turn it around. I don't think they're going to turn it around. There's nothing in their style of play that makes you think that they're going to turn it around. At least not yet. But like I told you, they're going to, like, someone could say, well, they've won, you know, 7 of the last 10 games. And I'm saying, well, you got to like really dive into those. You can't say, well, they beat the Bulls. Well, you got to look, there were 6 guys out that day. So I think you got to dive into style of play. I'm a big believer in style of play. If they have, and they don't play with the right style right now, conducive to the NBA in 2022.
Any game tonight on the slate that you look at that people should pay attention to specifically for maybe an underdog, a total, anything like that?
I love the Clippers tonight over the Wizards. Right. I think the Wizards, there's something wrong with them. I think they're checked out. I think they're checked out. And I know Brad Beal just called their loss embarrassing. I've never seen a group of more disinterested people, you know, over the course of a game. So I like the Clippers tonight coming off a loss. Like, the only thing I don't know is, did they party like rock stars in New York City? And if they did, then I would probably stay clear of that. But if they didn't party like rock stars and they really want to go get this win, by the way, everyone thinking, like, I was thinking this, like, hey, Clippers might be tanking. Well, they don't even own their pick. It's going to Oklahoma City. So they're trying to win and develop as much as they can. I like Clippers tonight. Not necessarily the win, but I think it's 5 points, maybe 5.5. What do you guys have it at?
Yeah, it's like 4.5, 5 right now, Scal. I think you're right on there.
Yeah, so I like the Clippers tonight. Against the Wizards. That's the one game that I think really stood out to me when I looked at all the slate tonight.
Yeah, it's funny you say that about the Wizards, because I covered that team for about 3 years and I saw a very uninterested team on a regular basis on the floor, so really nothing's different, Scal. Really appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on with us.
You got it. See ya.
That was Odyssey NBA insider Brian Scalabrine on the Roman guest line. Get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. Go to GetRoman.com/BetQL now to get $15 off your first month. That's GetRoman.com/BetQL. Yeah, the Wizards, unfortunately, that is not the greatest situation in the world, to say the least, with them anymore.
Yeah, that's a bizarre game tonight, too. Clippers with, like, two teams where it's like you really have a lot of questions about motivation, about the next 30 games. That's a weird game.
Well, now you've got the reports, too, that maybe Paul George may have surgery and be out for the year. So
yeah,
the Clippers, again,
he's got to be out for the season. That has to be.
Another wasted year for that team. All this excitement around them, and they haven't been able to do anything with that group yet. Auburn's now the number one team in the country. Are they a legit national title contender? We'll ask Jim Root next. It's You Better You Bet on BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.